This is a guided meditation for exploring how to go from feeling stuck to a state of flow by Jenny Brav. I invite you to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths to whatever extent that feels accessible in this moment. And with each breath, inviting yourself to drop in a little more deeply into the present moment. If your thoughts wander, thanking them for trying to bring your attention to what feels important to them, and then coming back to the now, feeling your breath as it enters your body, as it leaves your body, feeling all the places it touches on the inhale and the exhale. Noticing any sounds around you, any internal sensations. And as you do, feeling yourself landing a little bit more into your body, feeling all the points of contact between your body and whatever surface you're sitting on or lying on. And as you begin to land a little bit more inside of you, I invite you to bring to mind an area of your life, a pattern or habit that you feel stuck in, unable to change. As you do, notice what that might feel like in your body, where you feel it. For example, is there heaviness in your chest, a knot in your belly? To the extent possible, allow yourself to move a little closer to the feeling than you normally would. And if you go numb or it's hard to be in your body, let that be here too. And now start noticing if there are any emotions associated with this stuck feeling. For example, is there sadness, fear, overwhelm, frustration? Is there some shame or blame? If it feels accessible right now, perhaps say hello to whatever is there. Hello, anger. Hello, hopelessness. Hello, blame. I feel you. I know you're there. As you start acknowledging the emotions, I invite you to start listening for any negative thoughts or beliefs associated with this stuck feeling. What does your inner critic have to say about you or the situation? For example, you can't do this. You'll never amount to anything. What's the point in trying? Or you might start feeling into what beliefs or fears come up when you think about the situation or pattern in which you feel stuck. For example, I have to hide to be safe. If I'm too happy, something terrible will happen. And to the extent possible, perhaps just send empathy to whatever belief thought is there. Knowing that the inner critic is probably just trying to protect you in its own way. And now I invite you to imagine that you're tracing the physical sensation, the emotion, the belief back in time to a time when you first started learning or believing this. An age might come up, a memory, a felt sense of something. You might get an age range or a recurrent situation that happened during your youth. And if nothing comes up, that's okay too. You can continue to name and acknowledge the physical sensations, the emotions, the beliefs. If you do access a younger self or selves, I invite you to imagine that your adult self is entering the space with your younger self. If others are in the scene, you can freeze them. If it feels appropriate, you can maybe give your younger self a hug or tell them something that would have been helpful for them to hear at the time. It's okay. It is not your fault. You're not alone anymore. Maybe you can ask your younger self if they have a request or a message for you. Let them know that it was smart of them to develop that belief, that they did exactly what they needed to do to survive. When it feels like that younger part of you is feeling settled, calm, or calmer, you can ask them if they want to let go of that belief, if they're ready to, and if not, that's perfectly fine. Knowing that if they do let go of it, it won't be for your adult self, but for them to be able to be free, feel safe, know that their worth is unconditional, not dependent on anything external. And if they are, maybe after the meditation, you can write down the belief, imagine that you're inviting your younger self in, and together you can tear it up. Maybe write a new belief about yourselves that you want to have. I'm enough. I deserve happiness. I'm safe. And again, if your younger self is not ready right now, that is perfectly okay. And now letting your younger self know that you will come back anytime they're feeling scared or triggered. Imagine that you're fast forwarding time, perhaps 6 months from now or a year from now, to a time when you're no longer stuck in that area of your life or pattern. How are you living your life? What are you feeling internally? If possible, visualize it in as much detail as you can. And when that feels complete for now, imagine that you're dropping this image or the feeling into the crown at the top of your head, letting it ripple throughout your body, feeling it spread through all the neural pathways that have been impacted by the old beliefs and the wounds that led to those beliefs. Feeling it radiating down throughout the rest of your body into every cell and nerve and muscle and bone that was impacted by these old beliefs. Now perhaps bringing that image into your heart, maybe you can put your hands or a hand on your heart. And when it feels like your heart is so full with this image that it is bursting at the seams, imagine that the energy is radiating back out into the universe. And taking a few breaths, sending the breath all the way down to the tips of your toes to anchor this image. Thank you.